The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 12, text number 32, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 25th, 2008, in Tartu, Estonia.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva was seated in the transcendental airplane, which was just about to start, when he remembered his poor mother, Suniti. He thought to himself, "How shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha planet and leave behind my poor mother?" Dhruva had a feeling of obligation to his mother, Suniti. It was Suniti who had given him the clue which now enabled him to be personally carried to the Vaikuntha planet by the associates of Lord Vishnu. He now remembered her and wanted to take her with him. Actually, Dhruva Maharaja's mother Suniti was his Pratapradarshaka Guru. Pratapradarshaka Guru means the guru or the spiritual master who shows the way. Such a guru is sometimes called Siksha Guru. Although Narada Muni was his Diksha Guru, initiating spiritual master, Suniti, his mother, was the first who gave him instruction on how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the duty of the Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru to instruct the disciple in the right way, and it depends on the disciple to execute the process. According to Shastric injunctions, there is no difference between Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, and generally, the Siksha Guru later on becomes the Diksha Guru. Suniti, however, being a woman, and specifically his mother, could not become Dhruva Maharaja's Diksha Guru. Still, he was not less obliged to Suniti. There was no question of carrying Narada Muni to Vaikuntha Loka, but Dhruva Maharaj thought of his mother. Whatever plan the Supreme Personality of Godhead contemplates immediately fructifies. Similarly, a devotee who is completely dependent on the Supreme Lord can also fulfill his wishes by the grace of the Lord. The Lord fulfills his wishes independently, but a devotee fulfills his wishes simply by being dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as soon as Dhruva Maharaj thought of his poor mother, he was assured by the associates of Vishnu that Suniti was also going to Vaikuntha Loka in another plane. Dhruva Maharaj had thought that he was going alone to Vaikuntha Loka, leaving behind his mother, which is not very auspicious, because people would criticize him for going alone to Vaikuntha and not carrying with him Suniti, who had given him so much. But Dhruva also considered that he was not personally the Supreme. Therefore, if Krishna fulfilled his desires, only then would it be possible. Krishna could immediately understand his mind, and he told Dhruva that his mother was also going with him. This incident proves that a pure devotee like Dhruva Maharaj can fulfill all desires by the grace of the Lord. He becomes exactly like the Lord, and thus whenever he thinks of anything, his wish is immediately fulfilled.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savatutam Parijana saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, we see here how much indebted the Dhruva Maharaj felt to his mother. Not simply because it was his mother. But actually the real reason, the most powerful reason he felt indebted to his mother was that she had advised him how to find God.
Vaid tegelikult see kõige olulisem põhjus, miks Dhruva Maharaj tundis sellist kohusetunnet ema ees oli see, et tema ema oli aidanud teda kõige olulisemas.
That person who shows you how to find God.
Ehk ühesõnaga, kuidas jõuda tagasi Jumala juurde. Ja see inimene, kes näitab teile tee, kuidas jõuda tagasi Jumala juurde.
Who first shows you how to find God.
Kes kõigepealt näitab teile, kuidas leida Jumalat.
He is called Patta Pradarshika Guru.
Ja seda kurut nimetatakse just niimoodi.
The one who shows the path.
Ehk ühesõnaga see, kes näitab teed.
He is also known as Siksha Guru.
Ja nimetatakse ka Siksha Guruks.
The one who instructs you in the science of bhakti.
Ehk kes teid siis bhakti teaduses juhendab.
So there are two functions of the spiritual master.
Nii et siis vaimse lõpetajal on kaks funktsiooni.
One function is he instructs you.
Üks funksioon on see, et ta juhendab teid.
There is another function that is called diksha or initiation.
Ja on üks teine funksioon ehk diksha, mis tähendab initiatsioon.
That is the formalization of the guru-disciple relationship.
Ehk ühesõnaga siis see on guru ja õpilase suhte nii-öelda formaliseerimine.
Initiation is when you make a contract.
Initiatsioon on see, kui te teete lepingu.
It is a binding contract between two parties.
See on kahe osapoole, kaks osapoolt kokku seov leping.
The spiritual master, he promises from his side to always give mercy to the student and to instruct that student, always give proper instructions how that disciple can go back to Godhead.
Ehk ühesõnaga siis vaimne õpetaja on kohustatud ja ühesõnaga siis teeb kõike selleks, et anda juhendusi, sellised juhendusi, et siis õpilane saaks jõuda tagasi Jumala juurde.
And the disciple promises that I will obey you.
Ja õpilane annab seda, et ma kuuletan sulle.
So the guru, he agrees to always serve the student.
Seega guru on alati valmis teenima õpilast.
And the student agrees to always serve the guru.
Ja õpilane on alati valmis teenima kurut.
It is a relationship based on service.
Eks see on ühesõnaga suhe, mis põhineb teenimisel.
So, even though the Suniti was not his initiating guru.
Kuigi Suniti ei olnud Dhruva initsieeriv guru.
She was certainly a Siksha guru or Vardhana Pradarshika guru for Dhruva.
Oli ta siis kindlasti Siksha guru, ehk siis see guru, kes näitab teed Dhruvale.
So, it's very interesting to see
et on väga huvitav siin kohal tähele panna seda
how the pure devotee
kuidas puhas pühendanu
by the grace of the Lord
läbi Jumala armulikuse
can have all of his wishes fulfilled
võib kõik oma soovid täide viia.
As Srila Prabhupada says, by the grace of the Lord, he becomes exactly like the Lord.
Srila Prabhupada ütleb, et läbi Jumala armulikuse muutub see pühendunu just selliseks nagu Jumal.
Whenever he thinks of anything, his wish is immediately fulfilled.
Ja kui ta koheselt mõtleb milleski, siis kohe need soovid ka täituvad.
Isn't that what everybody would like to have in this world?
Kas see ei ole see, mida kõik siin maailmas sooviksid?
So whenever I think of something, I can have it immediately.
Et kui milleski mõtles, ma koheselt saan selle.
The pure devotee can do them.
Aga puhas pühendada võib seda teha.
Pure devotees like Dhruva Maharaj, they can do them.
Puhtad pühendada nagu Dhruva Maharaj võivad seda teha.
So how does one qualify to come to that position that you can have all your wishes fulfilled immediately?
Kuidas siis nii-öelda saada kvalifitseerituks jõuda selle tasandile, et kõik teie soovid saaksid olema täidetud?
You simply have to study Dhruva Maharaj's example and see.
Ja lihtsalt te peate siis uurima ja järgima Dhruva Maharaj's eeskuju.
If you become a pure devotee like Dhruva Maharaj, all of your desires will be fulfilled immediately, whatever you want.
Kui te saate selliseks puhteks pühenduseks Dhruva Maharaja, siis kõik teie soovid saavad täidetud.
But you won't have any material desires, that's the thing, you see.
Aga asi on ju selles, et teil pole siis mitte ühtegi materiaalset soovi.
Based on lust.
Mis põhinevad? Ihal.
Anger.
Vihal.
Greed.
Ja ahnusel.
Madness.
Hullumeelsusel.
Illusion.
Illusioonil.
Or envy.
Või kadedusel.
All of your desires will purely be in the service of God.
Kõik teie soovid on puhtalt Jumala teenimises.
So, we have to learn how to desire properly, that's the point.
Seega peame õppima, kuidas õigesti soovida.
One of my readers wrote me the other day, he said, how do you give up urges?
Üks minu lugejaid, siis eegulises lugejaid, kirjutas mulle ja küsis, kuidas saada vabaks sellistest ihadest.
We all feel so many urges, you see.
Et me kõik tunneme igasugused erinevad ihased.
The urge to eat.
Et siis iha süüa.
The urge to sleep.
Iha magada.
The urge to mate.
Et iha paarituda.
The urge to defend.
Iha kaitsta.
We all feel so many urges.
Me kõik tunneme nii palju erinevad ihased.
So my reader wanted to know how to get free of these urges.
Nii et minu lugeja soovis teada, kuidas on võimalik nendest ihadest vabaneda.
So I explained him in this way.
Ja ma selgitasin talle selliselt.
You cannot give up urges.
Sa ei saa ihadest vabaneda.
Your nature is to have urges.
Sinu loomus on, et sul on ihad.
You simply have to get a higher set of urges, that's all.
Aga te lihtsalt peate saama kõrgema komplekti ihased.
You cannot stop urging.
Te ei saa nii-öelda jätta ihalemist.
You simply have to learn how to have urges on a higher level, that's all.
Lihtsalt peate õppima, kuidas omada ihased kõrgema tasemel.
When you get higher urges, the lower urges will go away automatically.
Kui teil on kõrgemad ihad, siis madalamad ihad lähevad automaatselt ära.
What are the higher urges?
Mis on kõrgemad ihad?
Shavanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam parasevanam archanam vach archanam in this way dashanam sakyam sakyam atmani vedanam. The ninefold process of bhakti, there are nine different ways that the pure devotees desire to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Et neil, mis siis Guru Maharaj ette luges, on bhakti üheksa protsessi ja pühendunu soovibki sellel üheksal viisil olla rakendatud pühendunu teenimine.
These are the urges of the pure devotee.
Need on siis puhta pühendunu iha.
He had these nine different types of urges, you see.
Ja see need üheksa erinevat tüüpi ihased.
He's very eager to hear about Krishna.
Ta on ühesõnaga Ta on väga innustatud kuulama Krishnast.
He's very eager to talk about Krishna.
Ta on väga innukas rääkima Krishnast.
He loves to think about Krishna, remember him.
Ja ta on meeldib kuulata Krishnast ja mäletada Krishnat.
He takes great pleasure in praying to Krishna.
Ja ta võtab väga suurt naudingut selles, kui ta palvetab Krishna.
In worshipping Krishna.
Ja teenides Krishnat.
In worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna.
Teenides siis Jumala lootuse algu, Krishna lootuse.
In becoming a servant of Krishna.
Muutudes siis Krishna teenriks.
Becoming friends with Krishna.
Saades Krishna sõbraks.
And to offer everything to Krishna.
Ja pakkudes kõik Krishnale.
These are the higher urges.
Need on kõrgemad ihad.
When you become very, very eager to hear about Krishna.
Et kui te muutute väga-väga innukaks kuulata Krishnast.
Just like this Mridanga drum, you see.
Just nagu see Mridanga drum.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur ütles, et
And as soon as I hear the Mridanga drum, my heart dances in ecstasy.
Et nii pea, kui ma kuulen Mridanga drummi kõla, siis minu süda tantsib ekstaasis.
One has a desire and urge to join in the kirtan, you see.
Et et inimesel tegi kohe innukus minna ühineda kirtanaga.
To honor Prasad and the association of the Vaishnavas.
Et austada Prasadi pühendunud Vaishnavate seltskonnas.
If one has an urge to take shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master.
Et kui inimesel on innukus võtta varjupaika, autoriteetse vaimsõpetaja lootusjalgade juures.
These urges are very nice.
Siis need ihad on väga head.
Because they do not degrade the consciousness. These urges liberate one from the lower urges which keep one in the animal life. In other words, if your whole life is in the eat, sleep, mate and defend, don't the animals do that also?
Siis küsimus, et kas ka loomad ei tegele samade asjadega?
The animals eat.
Loomad söövad.
The animals sleep.
Loomad magavad.
The animals mate.
Loomad ka maarituvad.
And the animals defend themselves, isn't it a fact?
Ja loomad kaitsevad, kas see pole fakt?
So if all you do is eat, sleep, mate and defend.
Et kahjuks asja, mida teete, on lihtsalt sööte, magate, maaritute, kaitsete.
What makes you any better than an animal?
Siis mis teeb?
You see?
Teid paremaks loomadest.
So human life is meant for higher consciousness.
Seega inimene on mõeldud kõrgema teaduse jaoks.
Human life is meant to revive your lost relationship with God.
Inimelu on mõeldud selleks, et te taastaksite oma kadunud suhte Jumalaga.
That is the purpose of human life.
See on inimelu eesmärk.
Do not remain tamaguni.
Ärge jääge tamaguniks.
Come out of the darkness of ignorance.
Tulge välja teadmatuse pimedusest.
Understand that you're an eternal spiritual being.
Mõiske, et te olete igavene vaimne elusolend.
You have nothing to do with that body. It's simply a garment that you're temporarily wearing right now.
That's ei ole mitte midagi pistmist selle kehaga. See on lihtsalt ajutine viietus, mida te kannate.
You're actually not a member of a particular family.
Ei ole tegelikult osake mingisuguses konkreetses peres.
Do you know how many different families you've been, that you've had in this material world?
Kas te kujutate ette, kas te teate, kui palju erinevaid perekondid teil on olnud?
You've had millions of different mothers and fathers.
Teil on olnud miljoneid erinevaid.
In millions of lifetimes.
Miljoneid erinevaid isas, emased ja miljonites eludes.
Just like in the ocean, when the waves come in.
Just nagu ookeanis, kui need lainet, nii, et jõuavad randa.
There will be some sticks floating together, bunched up, like a family.
Siis seal on ühesõnaga näiteks mingisugused toitkad, mis iganes, mingid kaiked, ja siis need on nagu tulevad unikus, kui perekond.
And then the tide goes out.
Ja siis ühesõnaga tõusis ja läheb tagasi.
And it comes back in. And this time the sticks are all rearranged.
Just et asjaga igas, kui see tõus ja mõõn liigub, siis see vool liigub, siis just mõtlen selles, et need toitkad, et ühel hetkel on koos, teise hetkel on jällegi nagu eraldi laiali või erinevatesse võnnikutes.
So those persons you consider to be your dear family members.
Ja siis need inimesed, keda te arvate olevat oma kallid perekonnaliikmed.
In your previous lifetime they may have been your enemies.
Oma eelmistes eludes võisid nad olla teie vaenlased.
Is it?
Kas see näete, mõisate?
So in this way, we have to be transcendental and not attached to any particular family. But we have an urge to be a member of a family, don't we? So, we have a better family for you. It's called the Hare Krishna movement. You can be a member of our family. And in this way you can have your desire for family fulfilled. The beauty of this family is that we are all going back to Godhead together. And when we go back to the spiritual world, we will be together as one family. When you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, when you get initiated by him, he becomes your eternal spiritual father. And your relationship with him exists for all of eternity. When you go back to the spiritual world,
lähete tagasi vaimsesse maailma,
Krishna or God will be there.
Krishna ehk Jumal on seal.
And your spiritual master will also be there as your father.
Ja teie vaimne õpetaja on seal samuti olemas kui teie isa.
So, it is very nice thing to join Hare Krishna movement.
Seega on väga hea asi liituda Hare Krishna liikumisega.
You get a spiritual father.
Te saate vaimse isa.
Spiritual uncles and aunts.
Vaimsed onud ja tädid.
Spiritual brothers and sisters.
Vaimsed vennad ja vaimsed õed.
Spiritual cousins.
Vaimsed nõbud.
Spiritual nieces and nephews.
Ja vaimsed teised sugulased.
And this way a huge family. Is
ja sellisel viisil siis suur perekond.
All over the world.
Üle kogu maailma.
So our time is running a little short today.
Meie aeg on praegu, meil on natuke vähem aega.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Võin küsida, et kas on küsimusi? Yes, I would like to have. So we would like to be, I would like to be a member of this big family. But how about, let's say, these temporary family members? How should we, deal with them?
Try to, just as Dhruva desired that his mother would also come back to Godhead.
Et minu küsimus oli see, et mina tahaksin olla osake selles suures perekonnas.
You should desire to liberate your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your nieces and your nephews.
Aga kuidas ühesõnaga nüüd suhtuda nendesse perekonnaliikmetesse, kes on ajutised, kes ei ole, ütleme, selles vaimsed. Ja nüüd Urumaras ütleb, et te peaksite mõtlema, tegutsema nii nagu Dhruva Maharas, ehk ühesõnaga püüdma kõiki siis oma neid kõiki sugulasi vabastada, ehk ühesõnaga samuti aidata neil tagasi temale juurde.
And you should, the same time, you should strive to become as pure as Dhruva Maharaj.
Ja samal ajal te peaksite püüdlema saada sama puhtas kui Dhruva Maharaj.
Because if you become as pure as Dhruva Maharaj, then Krishna will fulfill your desire. He will liberate your mother, your father, your wife, your kids, your neighbors, everyone. Whoever you desire to liberate, if you become pure like Dhruva Maharaj, they'll all be liberated by Krishna's mercy. So, you should try to liberate them, that's all. You should understand, my mundane family members are actually part of my eternal spiritual family. Because we are all the children of God, is it not a fact? Krishna is the father of all living beings. So my mundane family members, they are part of Krishna's family also. They are his children. All living entities, they are Krishna's children. Just like that plant growing there on the counter, that is also one of Krishna's children. Now he is getting the Bhagavatam, he is getting the effect of the Bhagavatam sound vibration. And he is becoming liberated also. Just by hearing, by being in the room of the Bhagavatam going on. So in this way we should try to expose everyone to transcendental sound vibration. That's why we give spiritual names. When you get with the time of initiation, the spiritual master gives you a brand new name. A spiritual name. Just by Prabhupada says, just by remembering your spiritual name at the time of death, you'll go back to Godhead.
Ja Prabhupada on öelnud, et lihtsalt mäletades oma vaimset nime, surma hetkel lähed tagasi Jumala juurde.
Any other questions?
Kas on veel teisi küsimusi?
Yeah.
Et, ma ütlen eesti keeles, et Iskaanis ei teenita ainult Radha Krishna Jumalas, et teenitakse ka näiteks Nishimhat ja mõnes koos on Ram ja et need, kes neid jumalasi teenivad ja nad üldse, kui näiteks surma hetkel näiteks meenutab hoopis Mishimad, et siis läheb nagu Mishimad planeedile.
Et kas on
et
nii?
Et siis ei lähe, kui hakkab midagi. Või on, et siin Iskoonis meil on kõik nagu, noh, korda vane küsimus, et te kõik nagu läheb nagu kolokkarinda.
Okei. Ei, väga hea küsimus. Okay, so Karalis is asking that here in ISKCON, we also worship Lord Nrisimhadev, like Lord Ram. But what about if one devotee remembers in the time of death, remembers for instance Lord Ram or Nrisimhadev, does he go to the Natkuloka Vrindavan, does he go to the appropriate Vaikuntha planet?
You might.
Et võib minna.
You remember Lord Nrisimhadev at the time of death, but you go to Nrisimhadev's planet.
Kui sa Nrisimhat surma hetkel mäletas, lähed Nrisimha planeedile.
That would be nice.
See oleks tore minna sinna.
To go and associate with Nrisimhadev or Lord Ram.
Et minna ja suhelda Nrisimhadeva või Jumal Ramaga.
But actually, in the spiritual world, you're not restricted.
Aga vaata, vaimses maailmas sa tegelikult ole piiratud.
If you wanted to visit Lord Nrisimhadev on your way to Krishna Loka, you could do that. Yes, Prabhupada explains. You do not understand.
That is mentioned that Lakshmiji.
Yeah?
Lakshmi is with Narayan all the time, serving him all the time. But to get into Krishna's pastime, she had to perform austerities. It's not easy.
Yes, but Prabhupada also explains that there is full freedom.
Yes, that is
true. So if one has, if one is given one's whole life to serving Lord Chaitanya's mission, he is certainly qualified to go to Goloka Vrindavan.
Et kui inimene annab kogu oma elu teenimaks Jumal Chaitanya missiooni, siis ta on täiesti kvalifitseeritud minemaks tagasi Goloka Vrindavanale.
And at the last minute, he desires to have Nrisimhadev's darshan. That desire can be fulfilled.
That desire will be fulfilled, but then they will end up there. They will be fulfilled. Desire is fulfilled.
And if after going to Nrisimhaloka, they have a desire to go to Krishna Loka, as confirmed in this purport, that desire will be fulfilled immediately.
Aga kui ühesõnaga nad lähevad Nrisimhadeva juurde ja siis on täidetud ja kui neil on soov minna Goloka Vrindavanale, siis nagu siin selgitus on öeldud, et saavad ka sinna minna.
That's confirmed right here in this purport.
Siis selles selgituses on see välja toodud.
We shall fulfill the desires, but we have to be that conscious also.
Et Krishna näidab kõik soovid.
Thus, whenever he thinks of anything, his wish is immediately fulfilled.
Et siin on toodud välja see, mis iganes ka...
Are we on that level first thing?
If one is qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead.
We are thinking of going to Nrisimhadev's planet or Goloka planet. We can't even wake up for Mangalati. We can be.
No, if someone at the time of death is actually qualified to enter the spiritual world,
okay.
That's what we're speaking of. In that condition, if someone is qualified to enter the spiritual world, and as they're leaving this world, they think of Lord Nrisimhadev. What will happen to them?
Just like for another example, I will give.
Mataji, could I translate?
Yes, please.
Et Mats ütles seda, et kas me oleme sellisel tasandil nagu Ruva Maharaj. Seda ütles ka, et mis rääkida minemast vaimsesse maailma, kui ei saa isegi, Mangalaratile tulla. ja Maharaj ütles... aga et me räägime pigem sellest, et kui inimene on tõesti valmis kvalifiseeritud minema vaimsesse maailma, me räägime sellest praegu, kui ta on valmis minema täiesti sinna.
I agree with you. You said the qualification. We can understand what was the qualification of Dhruva Maharaj, how much austerities he has performed as a child. And Krishna has blessed him. He had already seen Krishna as a Prishnigarbha. It's not just that he's because he's a desire and he at the time of end he remembered, so he's going, he's qualified.
My point is, if someone's qualified to go back to Godhead, and on their way back to Godhead, they think of Lord Nrisimhadev.
Yes, that's another thing. But if somebody's qualified, but not at the time of death, somebody remembers, just like a guy. Gandhi remembered Ram, Ram, Ram.
There's a, actually, there's a claim that he didn't do them.
Well, I do not know, but that is the mention of. Prabhupada also mentions that.
So your point is, if you're, you have to, there's the, it's stated that by remembering God at the time of death, you will achieve his planet, but it also depends on the quality of one's remembrance, like Kamsa was remembering Krishna also. But the point also is there that it requires great. One must practice because the time of death is very disturbed time.
Aga oluline on ka see, et me peaksime praktiseerima, sellepärast et surma hetk on väga raske hetk.
Because all of your material attachments are being taken away immediately.
Kõik teie materiaalsed soovid, kindlumsed tõmmatakse teie juurest minema ära.
So one should practice being Krishna conscious throughout one's life.
Seega inimene peaks kogu oma elu jooksul praktiseerima Krishna teadvust, olema Krishna teadvuses.
Just like now you have an opportunity to be Krishna conscious.
Näiteks praegu teil on võimalus olla Krishna teadvuses.
While hearing this class.
Näiteks kuulates seda loengut.
So you should focus your consciousness 100% on what's being spoken.
Te peaksite keskendama oma teaduse 100% sellele, mille...
You shouldn't allow your mind to go wandering here and there.
Tohiks astava mõistusel keerelda kuhugi minema.
Because the time of death, you don't want your mind wandering here and there.
Surma hetkel te ei taha, et te ei mõistus siia sinna lenda.
You want to focus it very... one-pointed attention, it's called. One-pointed attention.
Te tahate keskenduda oma mõistuse väga kindlalt. Seda nimetatakse, et kõsaga niimoodi, noh, üks eesmärk, ühe eesmärgi teadus.
And that will train you for the time of death.
Ja selline teguviis treenib teid surma hetkele, surma hetke jaoks.
Actually, Lord Chaitanya, being Lord Krishna himself, and practicing as devotee, he says that he doesn't even care for going back home back to Godhead. He is practicing on this planet. And we are thinking where we're going to go, and we don't can't even practice.
So what's the question?
The question, this is my point. I'm just saying.
Right, you give Mataji's point.
Mataji, mõte on selles, et näiteks Jumal Chaitanya teab arvetab niimoodi, et ma ei taha kuhugi minna. Ma ei taha tagasi Jumalate minna. Ma praktiseerin siin samas, selle peale esiga. Aga siis Mataji ütleb lisaks sellele veel seda, et mis räägib, kui me mõtleme, et noh, et kuhu ma pärast lähen, mis planeedil ma lähen, kui ma isegi praegu ei praktiseeri korralikult. Mis ma siis räägin, mõtle selle peale, kuhu ma lähen, kui ma praegu midagi viiete ei tee.
So, we should not think we're so qualified, that's the point.
Jah, mõte on selles, et me tohiks mõelda, et me oleme nii väga kvalifiseeritud.
That can be... We can be deluding ourselves and thinking, yes, I'm qualified to go back to God, and now where am I going to go?
Me võime ennast ühesnäga petta ja mõelda, et jah, mina olen kvalifiseeritud minema tagasi Jumali juurde, kuhu ma nüüd võisin minna.
A devotee, a Vaishnava actually is very, very humble.
Aga Vaishnava tegelikult on väga, väga alandlik.
Prabhupada explains in his homage to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in this connection.
Et Prabhupada selgitab oma nii-öelda siis tänusõnades Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakurale.
This is Prabhupada's humility.
See on Prabhupada alandlikus.
He is saying, I hope that in this many repetitions of birth and death as I punish them, I'm punished for all of my sins.
Ütleb niimoodi, et kõikide nende sündide, surmade jooksul, mille sees siis minu patud ühesõnaga, ma kannatan oma patude tagajärgi.
That somehow or other I can always remember Krishna.
Et ma suudaksin selle kõige sees ühel või teisel viisil mäletada Krishnat.
In other words, in this prayer, Prabhupada is saying, he doesn't even feel that he's qualified to go back to Godhead.
Et selles palves Prabhupada ütleb, et ta ei ole isegi kvalifitseeritud minemaks.
But he's simply hoping that somehow he can always remember Krishna. That's his prayer.
Tema palve on see, et ühel või teisel viisil suudaks lihtsalt mäletada meeles hoida Krishna.
So the point is, the way to become qualified to go back to Godhead.
Nii, et ehk ühesõnaga, viis, kuidas saada kvalifitseerituks minemaks tagasi Jumala juurde,
is to feel yourself highly unqualified.
See, et tunda ennast väga ebakvalifitseerituna.
And simply putting yourself completely at the mercy of Krishna.
Et lihtsalt panna ennast Krishna armulikuse peale.
My dear Lord, whatever you want to do with me is all right.
Et minu kallis Jumal, mis iganes sa tahad minuga teha, see sobib.
If you want me to stay in the cycle of birth and death to serve you in this material world, I will do that.
Et kui sa tahad, et ma jään sünni ja surma ahelasse, siin materiaalses maailmas, ja tahad, et ma siin teen, siis palun väga.
If you want me to go to Vaikuntha or Nrisinga Loka, wherever you want me to go, I don't care. I'm just your servant, Lord, wherever you want me to go. That's
kas,
right.
Kas tahad, et ma lähen Vaikuntale, Nrisinga Lokale, mis iganes ükskõik kuhu? Peas, et ma saan olla sinu teene.
In other words, the devotee is not fussy.
Ega sõnaga fussy?
Fussy means he's not picky and choosy. Krishna, I will be your devotee if you'll let me go to this place, or I'll be your devotee if you'll let me go to that place. If I can come to Goloka Vrindavan and I can see Govardhana Jamuna, then I'll be your devotee. But I have to go to Sringa Loka, then I don't want to be your devotee. A devotee is completely at the mercy of Krishna. Even if you want me to be an ant in the house of a devotee, that's all right.
Isegi kui sa tahad, et ma oleksin lihtsalt sipelgas, pühendunud kodus, siis las olla nii.
Because at least then I can get the dust to the feet of the Vaishnavas.
Siis sellisel juhul ma saan pühendunute lootusjalgadel tolmu.
And I can hear the kirtan.
Ja saan kuulda kirtanat.
And when they drop a little crumb of sweet on the floor, I can nibble on the sweet, you see.
Ja kui nad kogutavad maha või poetavad maha mingi väikese tükikese majustus, siis ma saan seda süüa.
So the way to really be properly situated is to be very, very humble.
Nii et viis, kuidas siis tõesti olla kõigis positsioonis on olla väga,
to
väga
think, I'm not qualified to go to Goloka Vrindavan.
Ma ei ole kvalifiseeritud minemaks Goloka
Vrindavan. I'm not qualified to go to Nrisinga's planet.
Ma ei ole kvalifiseeritud minemaks Nrisinga planeedile.
My only qualification is to become a worm in the stool.
Minu oli kvalifikatsioon olla lihtsalt uss välja ehitus.
But Krishna and Gurudev, I'm simply begging you to save me, that's all.
Krishna ja Gurudev, ma lihtsalt palun, et te mind päästaksite.
And whatever you want to do with me, that's all right, I'm just your servant.
Ja mis igane sa tahate minuga teha, ma lihtsalt teie teine.
That's the move that will get you straight to Krishna Loka.
But see on see meera, mis viite otse Krishna
Loka. No demands.
Mitte mingisugusid nõudmisi.
Simply, I want to be an instrument in the hands of my Guru and of Krishna, that's all.
Lihtsalt ma tahan olla instrument. Guru ja Krishna kätes.
It's like you play that drum, you see. You want to be like that drum. They let Guru and Krishna play me, that's whatever they want to do with me. That's
all.
I'm simply an instrument in their hands. That's the mood that will take you to Krishna Loka immediately. Not that, well, you know, this, that, you know, which one am I want? Do I want to go to, like going to the airport? Do I want to go to Brussels? Do I want to go to Amsterdam? That mood is not right.
Mitte selline meeleolu, et noh, näiteks nagu lennujaamas, et tahan minna Brüsseli, tahan minna Amsterdami, selline meeleolu ei aita.
Any other questions? Yes.
Yes, you were saying that we should let Guru and Krishna like use us as an instrument, as a drum. So, is it true that if we like let ourselves to be played, that is actually, it's not that they are exploiting us, but it's for actually for our ultimate benefit.
When you play a drum, are you exploiting the drum?
Ühesõnaga, minu küsimus oli selline, et kui me laseme Krishnale kulul endaga nii-öelda mängida nagu trummil, siis ma küsin, et tegelikult see on ju meie kasuks, see ei ole niimoodi, et meid kasutatakse ära. Ja siis Kurumaas küsin minu käest, et aga kas te kasutate trummi ära või temaga mängida?
Kazi exploited the drum. Kazi broke the drum.
Et üks Kazi, et tema, jah, tema kasutas trummi ära. Ta lõhkus selle.
So, but Krishna and Guru, they're not like Kazi.
Aga Krishna ja Guru ei ole nagu Kazi.
Devotee makes a very beautiful music with Madanga.
Aga pühendunud ja Madanga väga ilusad muusikat.
I was there with Prabhupada when he played Madanga.
Ma olin siis Prabhupadaga koos, kui ta mängis Madangat.
It was so sweet. It was just like a symphony orchestra, that madanga. The way Prabhupada played was just unbelievable.
Kui Prabhupada mängis trummi.
So that's the devotee just wants to be like a mridanga in the hands of his guru. Any other questions?
This is kind of a little bit educational, actually, believe me. We are, the Bhagavatam is very nice. We hear a lot of pastimes.
Mataji, can I this translate?
Yes.
Et Mataji ütleb, et see, mis sa saad öelda, see on rohkem nagu harimise valdkonda. Ütleb, et Bhagavatami kuulmine on väga hea.
We hear all these nice pastimes. We learn so many things. But unless we just put into practice.
Et me kuulame neid ilusaid ja huvitavaid mänge ja igasuguseid asju, aga juhul, kui me ei pane neid kõik asju, mida me kuulame praktikasse.
Then it doesn't make any sense, just like we give the example of taking the college classes, and if it's not put, just taking the lectures and not putting into the practice, it will be useless and dry after some time.
Just kui nagu näiteks ülikooliõpingud, et kui me ei pane neid ülikooliõpinguid praktikas, siis mingil hetkel nad ühesõnaga kaotavad oma väärtuse.
When we talk about serving the Vaishnava just like Dhruva Maharaj,
et kui me räägime Vaishnavate teenimisest just nagu Dhruva Maharaj,
we can't even give time for our own spiritual master.
Ja siis kui me räägime sellest, aga me ei saa isegi anda aega oma ise enda vaimse õpetaja jaoks.
So, it's more important.
On rohkem olulisem.
It's very important.
On äärmiselt
oluline. We hear and we learn. It should be as in practice.
Ja on äärmiselt oluline, et see...
Like a crackpot, you know. You have a water in a crackpot. You fill the water in it, it goes out slowly, and it becomes dry.
Et on äärmiselt oluline, siis kõike, mida me õpime, panna praktikasse. Muidu vastusel me oleme lihtsalt nagu katkine pott.
So you're saying we should patch the cracks?
We should patch the cracks.
And we should not
have any cracks.
Me peaksime need nii-öelda mõrad siis parandama, kokku lappima.
If you really wish to be in that mood and serving the spiritual master and devotees, that is the thing we can do. Otherwise, we may practice so many things, but we haven't come to that point, then we are not able to do any other things.
Me peaksime just praktiseerima siis kuru ja vaisnemate teenimist. Võime igasugused teise asju teha, aga kui me ei jõua selleni, siis see on kasutu.
For the practical purpose, I would say like today.
Näiteks praktise näitena ma toon tänase päeva.
Like we have been here for a very short time. We hardly see any devotees here for service.
How?
Life. Hardly see any devotees for service. Last night, we are the guests. We cooked the offering yesterday for the feast and everything, and cleaning up. And then today, this morning, for lecture, the spiritual master has to wait, and the disciples and the students, they come late.
Et siis Maldas räägib seda, et näiteks, et eile õhtul näiteks, et nemad on külalised siin, aga nemad pidid selle lõuna valmistama ja pidid siis õhtul koristama seda. Ja siis täna näiteks, et kuna ma rääksin, oli valmis valgut andma, aga kõik on jäid hiljaks.
So if one wants to advance in Krishna consciousness and if why the devotees have difficulty in chanting and all that also is just because of this reason.
Ja nüüd kui keegi tahab Krishna areneda, kui on probleemid mantra kordamisel, siis põhjus ongi just see sama, mida me siin näeme praegu.
Because of what? This reason?
Mille tõttu, mis see põhjus on?
That's what you said? Okay.
Et jah, selle põhjuse tõttu.
So if you want to elaborate anything on that.
So Maharaji is saying that...
Et Maharaji ütleb seda, et...
We can say, oh, it's such a wonderful philosophy, I can sit and appreciate it for hours.
Võib öelda, et ma olen väga hea filosoofi, istun tunde ja kuulan seda.
When it comes to doing anything, no thank you.
Aga siis kui tuleb asik, jõuab tegemisaeg kätte, siis mõtlen teie aitäh.
That's like the gyanis also.
Tegelikult see on nagu gyani.
See, that's the difference between gyani and bhakta.
Ja
The Gyani can sit and theorize about it all day long and think it's very nice theories, you see. But the Bhakta is the man of action. As soon as there's an opportunity for service, he runs to do the service. Oh, there's some dishes that need to be washed. Let me wash the dishes. There's some vegetables that need to be cut for the offering. Let me assist by cutting the vegetables. He's very eager to engage in service. That's the difference between Jnani and Bhakta. To qualify to go to Goloka Vrindavan, one has to become very eager for service. Especially when the spiritual master is here, and then one should be very eager to render all types of services to the spiritual master. Any other points in this regard, Devi?
Whether one is a disciple or not, but senior devotees are there, everybody should be.
Even if it's not my spiritual master, if a spiritual master comes, then we should, same thing, very eager to serve. Because by serving Guru, that's how we advance very quickly in Krishna consciousness. Not just hearing Guru, you see. But serving Guru also. Prabhupada one time chastised the disciples, he said, do not try to enjoy your spiritual master. We may say, it's so nice when Gurudev is here, I like his singing, I like his lecture, he entertains me very nicely. But I don't want to serve him, you see. I want to enjoy him, but I don't want to give him any enjoyment
in my service.
So you should always think, how can I give, Gurudev gives me so much enjoyment, now how can I give him enjoyment? How can I assist him? Can I contribute something for his travel expenses? Can I cook for him? Can I do some cleaning? Can I do the laundry service? One should think, how can I serve him? So it's very important. The more we can serve Guru and Vaishnavas, that's how we advance in Krishna consciousness. Any other points, Mataji? That's it? Any other questions?
Then
we will automatically go to Krishna Loka.
Ja vaadas ütleb, et kui me niimoodi tegutseme, nagu uskudu maha säägi, siis me lähme automaatselt Krishna Lokaga. Siis me ei muretse, kuhu me peaksime minema, kuhu me tahame minna.
The point is, the mood in the Krishna Loka, everybody is absorbed in service.
Mõtlen selles, et Krishna Loka, kõik on süvenenud.
There's no jnanis in the Krishna Loka.
Krishna Loka ei ole jnanisid.
Everybody is very, very eager to serve, to serve, to serve, to serve.
Et kõik on väga innukad, teenima, teenima, teenima.
In Sanskrit, the word is da.
Sanskrit keeles see sõna on
Jashoda.
Jashoda.
Kirtida.
Kirtida.
Kirtida. There's so many da's in Vrindavan, you see.
Hästi palju erinevad siis
Vrindavan is a land of givers. People who like to give. Give, give, give. People who like to give, they go to Goloka Vrindavan. So if you want to be, want to make sure that you go to Goloka Vrindavan, always, what can I give to the spiritual master? What can I give to the Vaishnava? Always be in the mood. Give, give, give to Guru, give to Vaishnavas, give. Give, give, give. That is the qualification for going to Goloka Vrindavan. Now, what can I take? Actually, to the extent that you give,
vastavalt nii palju, kui te annate.
Only to that extent will you be able to take.
Ainult nii palju te saate ka võtta.
This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita.
See on öeldud Bhagavad Gitas.
Yeya tamang prapadyante tamstataiva vajam yaham amavardvanu vartante manushya partasarvashaha. As all surrendered unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O Son of Prita. So the more that you give to Guru, the more you give to Vaishnavas, the more you give to Krishna, that for that you get rewarded, you see. So if you want to be assured of a place on the airplane back to Goloka Vrindavan, if you want to make sure you have ticket, you have reserved seat on that airplane, then totally give yourself to Guru and Vaishnavas. In that way you have front row seat.
Sellisel viisil on teil koht esireas.
Back to home, back to God.
Tagasi Jumala juurde, tagasi koju.
Any other question?
Kas on veel teisi küsimusi?
So everyone's happy now?
Et kas kõik on õnnelikud?
Is your depression going away now?
Et kas sinu depressioon on minema kadumas?
You feeling happy?
Sa tunned õnnelikuna? A little bit.
Oh, very good. I'm very happy. If you're becoming happy, that gives great happiness to me. I do not want that you should ever be depressed ever again. And you can always feel your heart is dancing in joy. So everyone is enthusiastic now for devotional service. Ready to sacrifice everything for Lord Chaitanya's movement. What do you say? Yes, everyone's ready. Yes, yes. Philip?
Philip would say that he's more enthusiastic than before.
That's good. I want to light a fire under you. To get you moving. Towards Krishna, you see, with great enthusiasm. You should become a pure devotee. Why is you should suffer any longer in the repetition of birth and death? And Janak also, you see.
Janak has already started putting in practice.
No, how many japa, how many rounds are you chanting now, Janek? 16?
Janek on, ma sa sitte, et sa oled hakkanud juba rohkem praktiseerima. Ja palju sa ringi kordad praegu? Palju Philip siis praktikas sa paned?
No, ma tahan nagu uuesti alustada.
How many rounds is Janek chanting?
He is starting 16 today.
16 today started.
Starting today. And you, and Philip?
Today he has 8.
8. And Philip?
Philip wants to start again, yes.
16?
How much?
No, I can start just with 16. I
have 16?
Less at the beginning.
Philip wants to start with less.
At least eight he will start.
8.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Agreed. Are you going to start chanting rounds now, some japa? You want to join the japa club?
No, japa will be sastered.
Chant some japa every day? You ready for that now? Yes?
Yeah.
Very good. Do you have the beads yet?
No.
So today you must get them. Where are the beads? Do you have them here?
At my place.
So today you get the beads from him, he'll teach you how to chant on the beads. What number we should give her, Manaji? Two? Two. We'll make it. You start off like a baby step. You just do two rounds every day. That's your assignment. 2 every day.
Et kaks ringi iga päev.
And this way you can begin to put an end to all of your depression forever.
Sedasi tehes, sa saad panna lõppu oma depressioonil igaveseks.
The more you take shelter of Krishna's name, the more you become free of depression.
Ja mida rohkem sa võtad varjupaika Krishna nime juures, sa rohkem saad omaks depressioon.
And the next time I come, I'll see a big smile on your face.
Ja nüüd kui ma tulen, siis ma olen suurt naeratus sinu näol.
I'm looking forward to a huge smile on
ja
your face.
Ja ma vaatan seda suurt naeratus sinu näol.
So, that's it.
See on kõik.
Huh? So now it's time for us to go to Tallinn.
Ja nüüd on aeg meil minna Tallinnasse.
Anyone who wants to come to Tallinn to hear my lectures, you're welcome to come and spend the weekend in Tallinn also.
Et kes soovib tulla Tallinnasse ja kuulata meil loengud on, saab tulla.
I'll be there. I'm staying there till Monday morning.
Et ma olen seal kuni esmaspäeva hommikuni.
Maybe morning and evening lecture and then the Sunday feast lecture also.
Hommikused ja õhtused loengud ja samuti ka pühapäeva programmi loeng.
I don't. Okay, so that's it. So we'll hit the road now.
See on siis kõik. Me nüüd läheme.
Return this to Mataji.
Yes.
Where you got it in the room, actually. All right. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.